Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a high nearing 40. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 21. More sunshine on Friday with a high of 45 before a slight chance for some snow and freezing rain throughout Friday night with a low around 24. Some flurries may continue early on Saturday, then staying cloudy with a high nearing 33 and partly cloudy Saturday night with a low of 18. Sunny and 43 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 28 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. We kick off 2023 with continued battle against inflation rates across the nation and here in the state of Kansas. But some items are a little bit more expensive than even the rest, including your breakfast foods and eggs. And it's not just due to inflation, as experts say that the avian flu has hit farms hard all over the nation, causing a massive increase in eggs, with many chickens just dying off even here in the state of Kansas.
One wild bird coming into their chicken run, and next thing you know, 10 birds, 20 birds, 30 birds, they're just dropping dead.
That was Chelsea Kerrigan, chicken farmer on KWCH News, where she says she's had to shut down the agritourism in fear of the flu coming to her farm, as well as trying to stop any wild birds from coming into the area.
18 eggs some days, when we were usually getting, 15 to 18 dozen this time last year.
And it's not only affected you at the grocery store, but also many restaurants across the state that are trying to buy eggs for their breakfasts. As they say, for them, the price of eggs have gone up near 60%.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week, we're expecting a good run of cattle. We'll have around 1,200 head this week. Some of our featured consignments will be a group of 100, mostly black steers and heifers that have been home-raised and weaned with shots weighing 5 to 6 1/4. We'll have another group of 80, mostly black steers and heifers, home-raised and weaned that weigh 675 to 750. And then we'll have a group of 60 mixed steers and heifers, or mostly black steers and heifers that are home-raised and weaned that will be weighing 5.5 to 7.5. If you want to see a full list of all our consignments, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. If you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54 and online at eldoradolivestock.com. The Kansas Department of Revenue has said that the Walmart chain across the state of Kansas has resolved their programming issue regarding overcharging individuals with the new tax rate on food. WIBW reports that according to state officials, they are warning individuals that if you have purchased food from the Walmart chains anywhere in the state since January 1st, to check your receipts to make sure that you see a 2.5% reduction in the state sales tax. According to the state officials, they say that if you haven't seen the reduction or even double charged, as many individuals have reported, to go back to the company and seek a refund from the retailer. In other news, the latest national study wrapping up 2022 shows that Kansas has the most affordable housing across the nation. According to Newsbreak.com, the latest national study shows that the city of Wichita is number one in the most affordable housing market in the country, as the median asking price for a home has decreased from $149,000 to $145,000. That's comparable to the average household earning of just under $60,000 annually, needing to spend only 16.36% of the income on home ownership costs.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier with the transition of power in Washington, D.C. At Nebraska, U.S. Senator Ben Sasse gave his farewell speech on the Senate floor this week as he transitioned to become the president of Florida University.
I've missed hundreds and hundreds of family dinners, both the good and the bad, the tears and the laughter at that table. And I want to thank you for loving me, for forgiving me for those missed dinners, for your giant brain and your bigger heart, for your conviction and your love of passing on an inheritance of liberty to the next generation, and for a shared growth mindset. I know you'll kick my butt if I tear up.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where he goes on to talk about the state of politics today as well.
Here's the good news that we need the ears to hear. Americans overwhelmingly don't want power to be at the center of our shared experience. They don't want a left-wing nanny state telling them how to live, and they certainly don't want a right-wing potentate promising to crush all of our so-called domestic enemies. We want America to be America again.
At America Network News.
No one... Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Gage County Extension will feature a workshop covering agricultural land management and leasing considerations on Monday, January 9th, 10:30 till 2:30 at the Extension office in Beatrice. It will offer updated leasing information relevant to landlords and tenants, including tips for communication and negotiation, and will address topics like equitable rental rates, managing and adjusting farmland leases, landlord-tenant issues, pasture leasing, crop share leasing, and other management considerations. UNL educators specializing in farm and ranch transition and succession, as well as an Extension Ag economist, will be featured. The meeting Monday, 10:30 till 2:30, is free. A lunch will be provided. Advance registration requested. Go online at unl.edu/aglease Beatrice or call the Gage County Extension Office at 402-223-1384. River Valley Family and Consumer Sciences will present Dining with Diabetes, a four-part series Tuesdays beginning January 10th and running through February 7th in Hanover at the Kloppenburg Center. Designed for those with type 2 diabetes, the program will help with skills needed to promote good health. This will include planning meals and snacks, cooking demonstrations and sampling, as well as motivation and support, ideas for remaining active, and understanding as to how diabetes affects your overall health. Washington County Community Foundation is covering the $25 registration for Washington County residents. For additional information, contact Caitlin Moore with the River Valley District at 785-243-8185. It's common to set some type of goal at the beginning of a new year, only to see the commitment last for a short few weeks. Developing a routine can help you keep on track. However, if for some reason you don't reach your intended outcome, that's okay, according to Elizabeth Kish, K-State Family Resource Management Specialist, a recent guest on our public affairs program.
You don't beat yourself up. You just say, okay, well, I haven't walked for 2 weeks, but I'm going to start. Or maybe, you know, I spent a little bit more than I intended to. I went out more than I had planned for. So I'm going to cut back a little bit for the next couple of weeks and just balance, you know. But again, it's about your time horizon, we call it, like how far you look ahead. Some of us, we might have a weekly time horizon, a monthly time horizon, a seasonal time horizon, and then a year, you know, or 5 years.
Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, January 6th. Items in this month's box include shredded cheese, frozen fish fillets, and shrimp. This distribution is only for those that qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at Friday's distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center this Friday, January 6th, from 9 through 11 a.m. Again, this is for income-qualified Marshall County residents only. For additional details, contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging. Sharon L. Schmidt, age 80, passed away December 23rd. Funeral service Friday, January 6th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Sharon Schmidt. Twyla Stichternoth, age 86, of Marysville, passed away January 1st. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at the 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Twyla Stichternoth. Velma J. Jeannie Thomas, age 74, of Marysville, passed away December 21st. Celebration of life services planned Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Private family interment at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jeannie Thomas. Della C. Tuttle passed away January 1st. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral in Washington in charge of arrangements for Della Tuttle. Glenadine R. Watson, age 89, of Wymore, passed away December 18th. Memorial service Friday at 2 p.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Glenadine Watson. Everett R. Dennert, age 56, of Marysville, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Everett Dennert. Verna B. Tegmeyer, formerly of Burchard, passed away May the 9th. Funeral service is planned Saturday, January 7th, 11 a.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ. Visitation on Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Verna Tegmeyer. Lonnie M. Jones of Marysville passed away December 29th. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 2 until 4 p.m., with military honors at 3 at the Marysville Country Club. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lonnie Jones. Kenneth E. Kenny Jones, age 46, of Walmego, formerly of Frankfort, the Marysville communities, passed away December 31st. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Kenny Jones. Betty Lou Christensen, age 73, of Greenleaf, passed away January 1st. Family services to be held at a later date at the Glasgow, Kansas Cemetery. Ward Funeral, I'm in charge of arrangements for Betty Lou Christensen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork fritter, mashed potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce. Tomorrow, hamburger with potato wedges, pea salad, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:18.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly clear and around average throughout the rest of this week. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Staying sunny throughout Friday as well with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Before a slight chance for some snow and freezing rain over Friday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some flurries may continue early on Saturday, then mostly cloudy and slightly cooler with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Warming back up on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s, clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. These conditions will continue as we head into next week, staying sunny on Monday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s, and still sunny throughout Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 71. The average low is 19 and the record low minus 21. 30 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 5th of January.
KNDY News Time 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Bulls stop the Red Hot Nets, and Giannis sets yet another career high. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Brooklyn Nets' 12-game winning streak came to a screeching halt in Chicago last night. With all five starters scoring in double figures, the Bulls sent the Nets packing 121-112. Kevin Durant led all scorers with 44 in the loss.
You gotta give them credit. Once we swung back, they swung as well and was able to withstand our runs and got a good win.
A night after setting a new career scoring high, Giannis logged a triple-double against the Raptors. In overtime, tied at 101, he found Grayson Allen.
Giannis pressured on the outside by Ananobi. Spins in, passes to the corner. Catch and shoot three for the lead! Grayson Allen sticks it!
The call on WTMJ. Giannis scored 30, pulled down a career-high 21 boards, and dished out 10 assists. Bucks escaped Toronto with a 104-101 win. The Grizzlies pounded the Hornets 131-107, moving into a first-place tie atop the Western Conference with the idle Nuggets. More NBA, the Sixers took down the Pacers 129-126 in overtime. The Cavaliers rallied to hand Phoenix their fourth straight loss, 90-88. The lowly Pistons dealt Golden State a 122-119 home loss, thanks to Sadiq Bey's buzzer-beating three ball, snapping the Warriors' five-game win streak. On the college hardboards, four, count them, four top 25 upsets, none bigger than Providence's 73-61 beatdown of fourth-ranked UConn. Unranked North Carolina State blew away number 16 Duke 84-60. Number 12 Miami lost to Georgia Tech 76-70, and Georgia beat number 22 Auburn 76-64. At the World Juniors, Canada defeated the U.S. 6-2, advancing to Thursday's gold medal game against the Czech Republic. On the pro ice, the Devils beat the Red Wings 5-1. The Wild shocked the Lightning 5-1. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains sedated and in critical condition, but friend and business partner Jordan Rooney told ESPN the doctors saw the promising signs they had hoped to see by the morning. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Back to the high school hardwoods Friday. Marysville at Abilene on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort at Hanover Live on FM 95.5.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. So let's take a look back at yesterday and see what the markets did. The markets were under pressure from a couple of different aspects. One, there's a lot of profit taking in the market right now, and it happened yesterday. And then we have the report that comes out a week from today, the USDA crop report that will come out a week from today, like I said. And we'll see some interesting things in that report from what we're hearing. So the markets are a bit jittery right now. For example, between the profit taking and the report coming out next week, the grains markets really suffered a big loss yesterday. For example, corn for March down 16 and three quarters at 653 and three quarters. May corn down 16 and a quarter at 654. March wheat down 30 at 745 and a half. May wheat down 29 at 753 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for March at 840 and three quarters yesterday. That's down 28 and a half. Kansas City wheat for May, 836 and a half. That's down 28. Minneapolis wheat for March, 903 and a half yesterday. That's down 15 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat for May, down 15 and three quarters yesterday at 894 and three quarters. March oats down 5 3/4 yesterday at 357 and three quarters. May oats at down 5 3/4 at 356 and a half. Soybeans for January yesterday finished off at 14.78 and a quarter. That's down 9. March soybeans, 14.83 and a half. That was your final yesterday. That's down 8 3/4. Cattle market didn't do badly yesterday. Live cattle for February, 157.27, up 42 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for January, 185.22. That's up $2.52.5. That's your market information on this Thursday. Have a great one.
As we wrap up the end of the year, it's time to take a look at the expected farm net income. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Greg Ibendahl, K-State Farm Management Specialist, shares a look at the 2022 expected net income for producers.
Well, you know, really farmers in Kansas have done pretty well over the last half dozen years or so because, you know, farm income kind of bottomed out about 6 years ago. But ever since then, it's been rising every single year. And in fact, in 2021, we had by far and away our biggest net farm income for the state. It was easily a record here. So that was a really, really good year. And then coming into 2022, you know, we're kind of facing a new environment here with a lot higher input prices. But I was still predicting that 2022's net farm income is still going to be pretty good. It's going to be certainly way down from what it was in 2021. But from a historical perspective, I think it's still going to be pretty high, which is good for producers. The only red flag on the horizon is I don't think net farm income is looking too good going into 2023.
Ivan Dahl goes on to describe the challenges that we faced that could have set us back a little this year.
Going into 2022, we were definitely in an environment of higher input prices, but I think a lot of farmers were able to probably lock in some of those inputs before they really went very high. So I don't think farmers really saw the full effect of, like, you know, anhydrous got up to over $1,500 this last spring. So I don't think farmers fully felt that in 2022, although they are going to see that going into 2023. But really what got us in this last year was, you know, even though grain prices were still pretty good, just the drought that we had this last year was really bad for a lot of producers. You know, with yields being so low, that's going to really hold back net farm income this year. Now, those farmers who did have crop insurance, that's certainly going to help them out. But even though you got crop insurance to kind of help, not going to be as good as what it could be if we would have had normal rainfall this last year.
Ivan Dahl discusses the increase of expenses that we saw this year and what to expect for the year ahead.
So fertilizer kind of peaked out in this last spring where we got about $1,500 for anhydrous. That situation has not really backed off too much. I really expect that we're going to be looking at, you know, probably $1,200 to $1,500 anhydrous probably for the next year or two. So it's going to be pretty high, and I don't think there's going to be any way to avoid that like you could maybe last year. So that's going to be high for farmers going in. I guess I should mention, though, with fertilizer, you know, farmers are always thinking, should I cut back for fertilizer because prices are higher? But really, you know, the marginal revenue that you get for adding more fertilizer versus marginal costs, I don't think it's going to pay to cut back a whole lot, maybe just a little bit, but you're still going to want to apply probably close to your normal amount of fertilizer to get the yields that you need. So that's going to be a big expense. It's going to be hard for farmers to deal with. Fuel prices are high. You know, diesel is about $1.50 a gallon higher than what the gas price is. That differential has never, ever been this high. And that's not a good thing for farmers because even though gas prices have come down probably below $3, farmers are, you know, they're paying probably at least $4 for diesel fuel. So that's going to be hard to avoid.
Once again, that was K-State Farm Management Specialist Greg Ivendahl sharing a look at the 2022 expected net income for producers. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. A big run today. Well over 2,000 head of cattle listed for early consignments, including 14 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 20 black and red steers and heifers 4 to 6, 15 Charlie steers and heifers 4 to 650, 220 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 8, 43 weighing 4.5 to 8, 50 weighing 5 to 7, 45 black and white face heifers 5 to 7, 55 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 100 weighing 5 to 8, 60 black and white face steers and heifers 5.5 to 7.50, 60 black mostly steers and a few heifers 5.5 to 7.50, 19 black steers 5.5 to 8.50. 35 black, mostly steers, and a few heifers weigh 6 to 650. 38 mostly black heifers, 6 to 7. 40 red heifers weighing 6 to 7. 40 black, mostly steers, and a few heifers weighing 6 to 7. 35 black steers, never 6 to 7 and a quarter. 35 black, mostly steers, and a few heifers, 6 to 7 and a quarter. 100 black steers, never 6 to 750. 50 weighing in at 6 to 8. 260 black steers, never 6 to 850. 81 weighing 6 to 850 and 112 weighing 6 to 850. 75 black and Charolais steers and heifers weighing 6 to 9. 30 crossbred heifers weighing 650 to 750. 103 Charolais steers and heifers 650 to 9. 20 black steers 7 to 750. 38 black steers and heifers 7 to 8. 80 weighing 7 to 850. 35 weighing 7 to 9. 130 black and Charolais steers never 7 to 9, 6 black steers at 750 to 850, 50 black and Charolais steers 750 to 9, and 149 black and Charolais cross yearling steers and a few heifers, they're 8 to 8 and a quarter. Again, a big run of cattle today for the sale. Start time 10 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY, 30 in Marysville this morning, with highs around 40 on tap for a seasonal high today.
January is National Oatmeal Month, and we're certainly not ones to go against the grain. an especially timely oatmeal tip today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 5th, the fifth day of the year. Actress January Jones celebrates a birthday, and in 1933, construction began on the Golden Gate Bridge. There's no shortage of creams, lotions, and salves for dry winter skin. But if you prefer natural remedies, you might try the cure doctors have recommended over the years for diaper rash or chicken pox, an oatmeal bath. You'll need a colloidal oatmeal, a fancy word for finely ground oatmeal, something you can do in a blender or coffee grinder. Test your powder first in a glass of warm water, then add to the tub directly under the running tap. One word of caution, oatmeal can make the tub extra slippery, so be especially careful to avoid a fall. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about natural remedies online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the loss of the Sugar Bowl, the Kansas State Wildcats are reminiscing on their football season of 2022. As many of the players say that after their win of the Big 12 Championship, they've laid down the foundation for the future of the team moving forward. But some players who were their seniors this year are sad that it's over.
I'm upset. I'm obviously mad that we lost, but the reason I'm crying is just my time's up at Kansas State. It's such a special place with so many special people.
That was K-State senior nose guard Eli Huggins on Cake News. Junior quarterback Will Howard also talked about his excitement moving forward in the next year.
We knew we needed to build, and we were going to build. And we're still building that. And playing a team like this is helping a ton. They're a program that is at the top, and they've already got their fortress built. They just kind of re-up every year. And this is a stepping stone. We're well on our way, though. Well on our way.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Wildcat fans, Dollar Day is back at Bramlage this season. All general admission tickets and select concessions are only $1 when your K-State women's basketball team hosts West Virginia on Saturday, January 7th in Bramlage Coliseum. Order your $1 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
Thursday night high school basketball, Southern tips off at Friend. Friday, Marysville travels to Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And in our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Frankfurt, live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, Spanish moss in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night. Down at Delta Chi. bet he never ever dreamed we'd have all this.